Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. George Winston is one of the best-selling pianists of any style ever. His albums in the 80s, like December and Winter into Spring, were platinum bestsellers and made the Windham Hill label an unexpected music industry success story. Since then, he's also been a champion of Hawaiian slack-key guitar music, covered Vince Guaraldi's music for the Peanuts TV specials, and done an album of songs by The Doors as piano solos. And he's a cancer survivor. His new album, Spring Carousel, was written in the hospital where he was recovering from a bone marrow transplant, and that album will benefit cancer research. Obviously, there's a story to tell here, and George Winston is here to tell it, but first, he'll play one of those songs for us. With Pixie number 13 in C, here's George Winston, live on Soundcheck.
Thank you.
That is George Winston live here in the Soundcheck studio with Pixie number 13 in C. George is from Montana. He's here in our New York studio, but bringing a little bit of New Orleans, it sounds like, in that piece.
Yeah, very inspired by the late, great James Booker, who has a song called Pixie that I've also recorded, and that was Pixie 13. I call a Pixie a medium tempo blues progression like James Booker's Pixie, and with the left hand not going too low on the piano.
So how are you feeling these days, George?
Yeah, great. Treatment was at City of Hope outside Los Angeles, and they're a cancer research institute, nonprofit as well as a hospital. And when I got out of the hospital, they have a village close by. So if you're out of town, you can be there and you can walk to your doctor's appointments easy. And I had access to the auditorium piano whenever I wanted. So every night I was working on practicing for when I started touring again later. And these songs just kind of happened. And the music always tells me what to do. And I said, well, this is obviously a benefit record for City of Hope's cancer research. I mean, it wouldn't have happened without them, both their treatment and the access to the piano.
Well, you specifically had myelodysplastic syndrome.
Yeah, which is low platelets.
You were maintaining a pretty rigorous touring schedule. How were you able to do that?
I was trying to complete the tour and couldn't quite. But if you got dates scheduled, you want to play them.
Yeah.
And my doctor understood. He said, I don't want to cancel patients ever, you know.
A doctor cancels a patient,
that's
a bad thing.
When
a pianist cancels a concert, it's disappointing. No one's going to die, you know.
No, I mean, if a doctor had to, say, cancel a surgery, for example, being sick, they feel terrible about it.
Right.
You know,
right.
So I was trying to get through the rest of the tour, but I didn't quite make it. But very fortunate, very lucky, and it's like nothing ever happened.
Really? So completely cured now?
Yeah.
Wow. And this album, Spring Carousel, as you say, kind of a benefit for City of Hope and for their cancer research arm. So,
yeah.
And it seems like there are, you know, you mentioned how there are 14 or 15 of these Pixie pieces. There are also other series. There's Carousel 1 and 2 and 12, I think.
Yeah, there's 20 carousels. I think 10 made it to this record.
Uh-huh.
There's basically three kinds of pieces on the record. There's the carousels, which are swirling, somewhat repetitive, inspired by Steve Reich's work quite a bit. Also, just the swirling and rotation of planets and, you know, galaxies and spiraling, even music boxes a bit in the high range. And then there's what I call bouquets, and those are the ballads. I'll be doing one of those in a bit. And then the up-tempo pieces are called Ms. Mysteries. And so those are the three kinds of pieces. And then the Pixies kind of...
The wild cards?
Yeah, wild card, exactly. Yeah.
So when you were writing these pieces, did you know you were writing in series, or did it just kind of come to you afterwards, wow, these pieces over here, they're all kind of alike?
So, yeah, they all just happen. I never intend to compose anything. I'm not a composer by temperament, but it does happen. It kind of happens in 3 or 4 minutes, and then I write down the chords. It's not that I can necessarily even play it. But the whole thing just kind of emerges. It's almost like hearing a Doors song and go, okay, there are the chords. Okay, I'll work on that.
It's funny you mentioned Steve Reich. I also hear Terry Riley in those swirling carousel pieces, you know, his piano improvisations and stuff. And, of course,
we all heard NC,
you know.
Rainbow and Curved Air. You know, they call them minimalism, and I call them maximalism because there's so many things going on. I don't know what that term is about. There's just so much going on. And I can't do that with just the piano, but I can get that thing of the repetition and slowly changing, shifting or suddenly shifting. Steve's just a big inspiration and influence on me. And I first heard him, you know, way, way back like we all did. And
yeah. George Winston is my guest here in the Soundcheck studio. The new album is called Spring Carousel. And so there are, I think, one or two pieces on the record where you actually are playing not just on the keyboard, but reaching inside and muting and damping the strings.
Yeah, I got that from a blues guitarist that mute with the heel of the right hand while they're playing, and you get that kind of muted.
Strings.
Yeah, it's called Muted Dream. I have dreamed pieces before. They never worked. I dreamed the structure of this piece, and then later that day I went to the piano. It worked.
Wow.
I couldn't really play it, but it worked. You know, the concept worked, and I'd never had that happen before.
All right. Let's hear the results. George Winston making his way back to our Steinway here in the studio. This piece is called Muted Dream. That is George Winston playing live at our piano, and everything you just heard was played with only his right hand. The left hand is inside the instrument on the strings, dampening some, but obviously, George, not all of the strings.
Yeah, it's beyond the handspan.
So you get that kind of contrast of the percussive sound of the dampened strings and the ringing sound, because you've got the sustain pedal going the whole time. It's really, you know, it's... At the beginning, you think, okay, that's pretty neat. And then suddenly there's like two and three lines of music happening. It's like, wait a minute, he's still only using the one hand.
It kind of worked out, the handspan thing, because you get that two different sounds.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I suppose if I had a much bigger hand, like it could reach a 12th, that I might mute some of those. And sometimes some of those notes are in a place beyond the bridge of the piano, depending on the kind of piano, that you can't mute them. So it's like all instruments, they've all got their strengths, characteristics, and limitations, even the individual instruments. So this is what you have to work with.
We were talking before about the Pulitzer Prize-winning contemporary composer Steve Reich, and there too in that piece you can hear, you know, the kind of the rhythmic patterning that you hear in a lot of Reich's music.
And he's inspired by some of the African traditions, so am I. I would say some Steve, but also some of the Zimbabwe music.
The thumb piano.
Called the Imbira, piano, Kalimba. Yeah. It's called different names. Mm-hmm. And that you play with metal reeds with two thumbs.
Yeah. Now, you became famous for these kind of lyrical piano works, the ballads mostly. But in your concerts, your concerts have often been like little music education lessons, you know, where you talk, as you just did, about these different traditions that have been meaningful to you and that you've incorporated. You know, have you found that maybe you don't need to do that so much anymore? It seems like so many people are listening to so many different things these days.
Yeah, I always mention Fats Waller and Teddy Wilson, two of my biggest early influences. I switched from organ to piano in the early 70s. And I always mention Professor Longhair, James Booker, Henry Butler, who you've had on here, mm-hmm. played this very piano.
The great New Orleans pianists, that whole tradition.
Living in Brooklyn right now.
Yeah, Henry Butler. Yeah.
But when I used to say Professor Longhair's name, people would laugh. And now he's much better known than when he was alive now.
Yeah. So you mentioned before that there's like three main musical threads that are woven into the new record.
Yeah.
One of them is the ballads. And the piece you're going to play for us next, More Than You Know, that is one of the ballads, right?
Yeah, subtitle is Bouquet 4.
And it seems to have, you used to refer to what you do as folk piano, and this seems to have like kind of a classic folk song chord progression.
I always called that, when I first heard Fats Waller in 71, I immediately switched from organ to solo piano. I called it folk piano because it was kind of simple, like folk songs. Mm-hmm. I suppose a couple fingerstyle guitarists were an inspiration, like John Fay, maybe. But it's mainly the piano. And it's simple, like folk tunes, melodic, stays in the scale, stays in the key pretty much. So, yeah, I would call this, you know, if I'm learning a song, I would go, do I play it stride? Do I play it New Orleans R&B? Or do I play it folk? That's the way I just think.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's hear this one then.
This one's, called More Than You Know, or subtitled Bouquet 4.
All right. From George Winston and the new record called Spring Carousel, a benefit for City of Hope's Cancer Research Center in California. Here's another live performance on Soundcheck. Thank you. That's George Winston, live at Our Piano with More Than You Know, subtitled Bouquet No. 4. You'll find it on his new album, Spring Carousel, a series of works written while George was recovering from a bone marrow transplant at City of Hope Hospital outside of L.A. The album is a benefit for their cancer research program. How long was the recovery period? How long was it between transplant and finding this piano and starting the writing process?
4 to 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. And then I was out of the hospital and then the village, because they needed to monitor you right after for a while. And then I was in the village for about a month or 5 or 6 weeks because doctor appointments were pretty frequent. So there's no sense in driving back to the Bay Area and driving back. Just stay there.
Mm-hmm.
And more chance to practice, too. So I couldn't have had it any better. I'm a very lucky person.
Yeah. And the prognosis now is clean bill of health?
Yeah.
That's great news. And so you're back out touring again.
Yeah, I go out late January through May and then use them in the studio in the summer. And then out early September through end of December.
And still, when you reach the end of December, you know, you're playing the hits? You're playing some of the stuff from that album from December?
Well, I'm playing the winter show. I have two shows, summer show and winter show. Summer's spring and summer type tunes that I regard. And winter's autumn and winter type tunes. Yeah, a few things from December. The more December, the more Vince Guaraldi, that's Halloween or Thanksgiving.
Right,
or
right.
Charlie
the
Brown
Linus
Christmas.
And Lucy. And yeah.
In the summer show, the Guaraldi ones would be, it was a short summer, Charlie Brown or things like that. So
yeah.
A lot of Vince's music was seasonal that were on the Peanuts episodes, the 16 he did while he was alive, because most of the episodes were very seasonal.
Were there
like Charlie
16?
Brown's all, yeah. Well, I think there's about 30 overall, but he did the first 16. Then he passed on from 65 with the Charlie Brown Christmas to when he passed on 1976. I met Vince twice, and we'll get into that next year.
All right. Well, that's something to look forward to in 2018. For 2017, it's the release of Spring Carousel. George, it's been great having you here.
It's been great. Yeah, thanks.
You're going to play us out with a little harmonica music?
Yeah, I'll do a Appalachian thing. I think it's based on Dry and Dusty.
All right. That's all for this Soundcheck podcast. Follow us at Soundcheck on Twitter, like us on Facebook, or follow us on Instagram at Soundcheck Radio. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Light production work provided by the New Sound staff, Karen Havlick. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us.